through the dead of night, seeking out broadcasting injustice wherever it appears. Only one man can wield it. Media Bat with Tim Bat, only on 95 BFM.
Media Bat.
What is the story that their intro is telling?
I don't know, but I love it.
That's a common question in our intros and outros for many segments.
It's not a bad, it's very avant-garde.
It's sort of like, figure it out. What does it mean to you?
It makes me sound real old, I reckon.
I quite like that.
Because it's kind of like Hanna-Barbera era cartoon sound effects from the 70s. Yeah.
But they're just perennially mint always.
That is true.
What are we talking about this morning, Tim Batch?
Well, New Zealand is still waiting on bated breath on the two big outcomes in our media landscape.
I thought
landscape.
We were supposed to know what was going on by now.
I know.
Thought everyone was like, before Christmas, you're going to find out.
It's going to be one of those things that'll be like, it's a Christmas miracle.
To be explicit, the two things are, if you haven't tuned in to Media Bat before, the sale of Three, the television station by MediaWorks, which they put on the market because they've been financially ruinous for the last decade. Still don't know who's buying it, if anyone, or if they're just going to shutter the building and
maybe
they'll
just give it to someone for Christmas.
It kind of feels like a trashy Christmas film, like TV channel goes up for sale, anxiously waiting, who's going to buy it? And then someone's going to swoop in on Christmas Eve.
Some foppish Brit comes in and falls in love with the receptionist.
Hugh Grant.
Yeah. Always Hugh Grant.
Hugh Grant playing Hugh Grant.
They should fang it on Trade Me, $1 a day, just see what happens. It's a good idea, Tess.
Exactly.
And then the other one is the outcome of a cross-group government committee that has been cooking up this plan to combine TVNZ and Radio New Zealand into a brand new media entity, which they did not announce publicly. It got leaked a few weeks ago, but we're expected to get some official news from the government on that before Christmas time, but we haven't yet, so who knows what's going on.
Everything is up in the air. Your guess is as good as ours.
We're going to go into 2020 and it's all going to be like a whole new world, like a whole different...
Y2K, but
everything
hasn't actually changed.
Because you've got like, you know, the UK election, you've got TV channels up for sale, you've got
impeachment.
You know, there's just impeachment. Yeah, what's going to happen?
Who knows?
On the UK election, which of course is tomorrow, I did want to take this opportunity to, I've done this before, Tess, to just congratulate the world's greatest supervillain on another victory, and that's Rupert Murdoch. Because,
oh,
I mean, the Tories, the chances are going to get it. Boris Johnson's going to be elected as the new UK Prime Minister.
Oh, God. It's grim, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds gross to say out loud, that's for sure. Yucky words in my mouth. So Rupert Murdoch, I feel like it's important to highlight him, especially for younger listeners, because he used to get a lot of chatter and a lot of play, but people don't really talk about him anymore. So he's this 88-year-old media mogul who
is 88 now.
Yeah, and he's like
a vampire.
Surely
he just gets put in a little coffin at night and then he opens it up in the morning to read his many papers and then he just crawls back in again.
I'm always suspicious of these ultra rich, ultra old dudes, eh? Like
Do you
cycling
think he'll
young
freeze
people
himself?
Blood. Absolutely. He's just that weird.
He already has been frozen.
So he is a big gross man who's responsible for so much of the yucky stuff that has happened in politics in the last little while. Like, his newspapers single-handedly brought about Brexit, pretty much. They just were reaming the EU for years and years and years, making up crazy stories about how they were going to like regulate the bend on bananas and stuff like that, and slapping on the front page of the Sun.
Regulate the bend on bananas.
I mean, you laugh.
Well,
but
it's funny until they leave the EU, which is what has happened. And now we've got Boris Johnson getting voted in. I mean, so Rupert Murdoch's most famous asset is Fox News, which I think we can all agree is majority responsible for bringing in President Trump.
Fake news machine.
So he's getting another PM that he's picked tomorrow, which is just fantastic. And I wish Rupert Murdoch nothing but the worst of Christmases.
What are his minions like?
They're terrible. They're all like, flick on Fox News.
Most of them,
do you think
a lot of them are
like
also like
successor?
Related to him. He's very big on the old nepotism, passing the media buck.
So famously, his son was the editor of one of his newspapers called News of the World, which hacked a bunch of cell phones 10 years ago. They got found out for doing it, even though there was like lots of investigations that he kept successfully stymieing that the government, the parliament would bring about. But eventually it caught up to him, and they had hacked the cell phones of like a murdered schoolgirl and some bombing victims and some royals and some celebrities, And it was really, really gross and terrible. And it shattered the newspaper.
That was true. But I remember when this happened, and I remember a lot of people being like, maybe this is finally it for Rupert Murdoch. Maybe people will finally see what this man is about. Maybe we can finally speak truth to power. And then here we are 10 years later, literally talking about the two prime ministers that he has tacitly and very explicitly backed.
Yeah, and he's been doing this since like Thatcher era, so this is not a new thing. He started off with one regional newspaper that he inherited from his dad, and now he's worth over $7 billion US and just sold 21st Century Fox, which he built up, to Disney, and he owns the Wall Street Journal and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Cool.
Yeah, sorry, that's not a bit happier. But, you know, it's worth remembering when you get these election outcomes, like what has led to them a little bit. The other thing I just wanted to highlight while I was here this week, folks, is Huawei. Just because I've been getting a little slightly bit tripped out by their...
This is the phone, Huawei.
The company yes.
Rather.
Yeah.
I do just think of it as the phone, but they do much.
Totally.
They're
a telecommunications company. So they're kind of... The big thing that people are a bit nervous about is they make the equipment for 5G, which is the new wireless standard that's coming in, that's way faster data transfer rates.
I just got an email about that yesterday.
Yeah, everyone's talking about 5G. It's all on for young and old. So that's about to come into New Zealand next year. Vodafone are rolling out stuff, so Spark, so is everyone. And there's really only a couple of companies in the world that make the infrastructure for 5G, and Huawei is one of them. Our spy agency, the GCSB, has banned Huawei hardware from being used because of spy concerns from the Chinese government. And that, as far as I could tell, and it's a little tricky to tell, but I'm pretty sure that's still in effect right now. I don't think that's changed.
I quite like how MediaBat has also slightly become Conspiracy Corner as well, but the terrifying thing is it's real.
Mate, everything I do is slightly Conspiracy Corner. That's an unavoidable effect of having me in the studio. But so... Huawei have just, they pop up in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Because they've got a lot of money, right? So first of all, to be explicit, they're a Chinese company, so the concerns are that they've got very close ties to the Chinese government. They have always denied this. The US government issued a ban on their equipment as well earlier this year for similar reasons. Mm-hmm. But because it came from the Trump administration, you kind of can't believe anything they say. And they've got a trade war on at the moment as well, so it could just be that. But like they sponsor all the New Zealand Herald Focus videos. They actually got in trouble with the Herald, I can't remember if it was this year or last year, because Huawei were bankrolling a lot of the Chinese language translation for the Herald, but then it got found out that they were changing the stories.
Okay.
The Herald were. So in the Chinese language versions, they were a lot more... they were less negative to the Chinese government.
Interesting.
They were removing stuff. So there's a bit of a concern. And they just... Like any telecom in New Zealand, they're allowed to do this and they do this, but they've got a lot of sponsored content around the place. So they've got a partnership with the New Zealand Herald. They do sponsored content on stuff. They pop up in a lot of places. And considering that they're a company that's infrastructure has been banned for spying reasons, I just reckon it's worth keeping a little eye on how all that goes.
So someone's actually just texted in, 5G rolled out in Auckland yesterday across 100 cell sites, I believe.
So I got that email yesterday from Vodafone being like, you can use 5G. And I was like, what is this? I'm confused.
Is this a spam message?
I didn't even know we had phones that had 5G modems yet.
3G?
Take me back to the 3G days.
I don't use 4G.
You will be on 4G now.
What?
Everyone is on.
Get me off 4G.
4G's been around for like
10 years. I want to get off this train.
Years,
I don't want to ride this train anymore. I want to get off.
You don't want to be on 3G. 3G is terrible.
Let's switch to the landline and the radio.
Yep. And the cans.
I want to be physically connected.
Yeah. Let's you fire and me, up the Tess, we'll just grab a can each and put a string between it and that'll work.
Fire up the pigeons does not sound like a good idea.
It'll be fun though. Oof.
Heaps to think about there, all the puppeteers.
You've given me a complete wave of anxiety, I just want to let you know.
Can I, the only move, sorry about that, but I kind of make no apologies for that. The only like good movie that I know of roughly about Rupert Murdoch and his effect came out ages ago and it's called Outfoxed. So if you want to chill out this weekend, smoke a J and learn about the destruction of public discourse, go and find Outfox. I think someone's uploaded it to YouTube for free.
Excellent.
Bombshell is coming out, which is a dramatization of Rupert Murdoch's life. Just jump on a microphone, Sarah, for crying out loud.
Bombshell is coming out soon, which is a dramatization of the sex scandals that got Roger Ailes fired from Fox.
Oh, wow.
Which, by the way, Rupert Murdoch took over as CEO when that happened. And he, like, before it was proven, he was defending Roger Ailes and saying, this is all political. He's just a supervillain, man. He's a baddie. And he's gotten away with it because he's 88. So even if he pegs off now, he's done it.
Pegs off.
He's been around
for
them.
Yeah, but this is the thing. It's got a succession plan, right? So
totally. Gosh, bloody rich people. We'll go get Bernie in there. Take their money.
Bernie,
I feel
Jeremy.
Really stressed out. I'm just going to let you know.
I'm going to play some nice soothing music for you later in the show. Maybe we'll play another Christmas song.
Peace out, bitches. Good to be here. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Come back next week for another exciting adventure on Media Bat, only on 95 BFM.